I'll thank him for his work.
Welcome to Big Red Machine Radio, here with the Ultimate Windows Billingham Stars, Saturday, December 22nd, as we record. Billingham Stars about to play their two Christmas games this weekend, away to Blackburn Hawks on Saturday, and then the Tees Tyne Derby at the Forum on Sunday against the Whitley Warriors. This episode, though, looking back at last weekend, just a one game for the Stars, a trip into the frozen north, you could say, but also a trip down memory lane, as for the first time in many a year, Billingham played the Murrayfield Racers. A great name from history, and been revived this year under the guidance and tutelage of Tony Hand. Racers playing mainly in the Scottish National League, but dipping their toe into the NIHL, taking part in the Northern Cup. They lost at the Forum earlier in the season. Their first away game in the competition was at the Forum, so it was great to have them on Teesside. The return fixture last weekend, last Sunday, at the Murrayfield Ice Rink, and it was the Stars' only game of the weekend, so it was a big travelling contingent making the trip up to Murrayfield, some making a bit of a weekend of it as well. Christmas markets and the full works going on around in Edinburgh. As far as the game went, as Billingham were setting off for the game on Sunday afternoon, injury befell starting goalie James Flavell as he was loading his kit bag onto the coach, so he was unable to take part, and in fact got off the coach at Washington and returned home, so travelling without Mark Watson, who was unavailable, so Billingham had to call on the services of Andrew Wright, who was from Murrayfield's under-20s team, as we'll hear from Tony Hand shortly. Tony doing things the right way, giving Billingham a more than capable goalie, and as it proved, Andrew putting in a shutout performance, blanking his own team, and Billingham winning by 4-0. So a confidence-boosting win for the Stars. Goals coming in the second period from Kane Taylor, and then in the third period, two from Kevin Boyd and one from Ethan Hare. Andrew Wright, 19 shots shutout. Mark McGill at the other end, 48 shots, 44 saves. Made some top draw stops, McGill, as well, to keep Billingham at bay. But a morale-boosting win. And after the game, we spoke to both coaches. In a moment, we'll hear from Murrayfield's legend, that is Tony Hand. But first, a very relieved Tom Brown.
I'm a Murrayfield ice rink with Tom Brown. Billingham Stars winning in the Northern Cup against the Racers. Tom, was it job done getting the win tonight?
Yeah, we just needed to find a way. We've been snake bitten for a while, so yeah, it was good to get the 2 points.
And you talk about snake bitten, the bad luck. If you didn't have any bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all. Getting Flav putting his kit on the bus and doing his back in and missing tonight's game.
Yeah, that's one of those unfortunate things. Sometimes it happens. So we got lucky tonight, and we got a young kid that stepped in, and he was trumps.
Yeah, came up very well. Obviously got man of the match and made some big saves at important times for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? If it wasn't for him at times, we could have found ourselves behind the eight ball for sure.
You're talking about being snake-bitten a while, that some of the forwards... again, no luck in front of goal. Kevin getting a couple of goals tonight, that'll help him as well, getting that monkey off his back particularly.
Yeah, we're just going to have to keep going to the net, keep putting pucks at their goalies, and you know what, sooner or later we're gonna find a way to get through them.
It's obviously a confidence thing at times, and the win, no matter who it was against and how it came, a win will wonders for confidence.
Absolutely, a W is a W, and right now we haven't seen too many of those, so we're going to take this one.
Yeah, and just the last couple of things, obviously you played it here in Murrayfield, it's the Racers now as opposed to Edinburgh, but it hasn't changed much?
No, still a nice big ring. I still think it's one of the nicest rinks in the country.
Yeah, and finally we're looking ahead, obviously you've got the cup out of the way, the Christmas series, Warriors home and away, you've got to be looking forward to those two.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're always up to play Whitley, so yeah. I'm sure they're going to be the exact same way.
And a big crowd on Sunday at the Forum to welcome the team back, and obviously a big derby game.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Crowd's always nice to have, especially big ones, right? Play a big part of a game.
post-game with Tony Hand here in Murrayfield after the races against the Billingham Stars. Close contest tonight, Tony, end-to-end?
I was end-to-end. I thought we looked really tired tonight. We had a really, really tough game last night in Dundee. And, I mean, normally we come with a little bit of jump, but we never had a lot of jump tonight. And sometimes that happens, and I think the longer the game went on, the less jump we got. And I think probably we were tired, and I know Billingham, you guys never had a game last night, so I know you were coming fresh. But no, there's no complaints. Like, obviously, the better team won, so we're not getting that. But I just was more disappointed that we never had as much jump as I thought we should have had.
Yeah. The games here in the NIHL Cup have given you a good benchmark to aim at as a team.
It gives us a benchmark. We've still got a lot of work to do, but we still, because of the injuries and the illnesses we've had, we've still got a lot of guys missing at the lineup, and I still even now finding our balance on our lines because we've got guys coming in and out of the lineup. So, but I think as a benchmark for the NIHL one, it gives an idea again what we need to be doing and how we can improve.
Yeah, and obviously both goalies ended up getting man of the match. The Billingham goalie is from around these parts. An injury to Billingham's goalie, but did very well in there.
Yeah, he done well. Andrew, I thought he would do well. I didn't expect him not to do well because it's important for us. Like I say, I think we're quite a classy organisation. We didn't want to just give you guys anybody. I know something's happened, and ice hockey being a specialised sport, getting a goaltender, not everybody can do it. So we expected Andrew to do well. I just think we shot too many pucks right at his chest, but that's our problem.
And at the other end, Mark McGill.
Mark's played well for us the whole year, and I think he played really well last night. And I could see at the end of the game we were getting tired, and we were trying to move the lines around to try and get energy from the guys, but we struggled a wee bit. But that's how it goes. This is a learning curve for us. This cup.
And for back to domestic, your bread and butter, obviously SNL. You're in the Autumn Cup as well.
We're doing fine. We've got a lot of improvement as a club. We know that as an organisation, but so we know what we need to do. It's just we've got to find the balance of the players and getting them where we want them to be.
Yeah. Well, from Billingham, it's great to be back in Murrayfield. Obviously, see the racers back, and very best of luck for the future. And we'll see you again hopefully next year.
Okay, thanks, Craig. Thank you, mate.
So a big thank you to Tony Hand and to Tom Brown for the post-game thoughts after the Northern Cup last weekend. And as I said at the end, talking to Tony Hand, great to be back in Murrayfield. For myself, it had been 6 to 7 years since I'd been at Murrayfield. I know for a lot of the Billingham fans, it's been longer than that. So great to be back at the big old rink in Edinburgh. And hopefully, as we said, that continues in the Northern Cup next season. For the Billingham Stars this weekend, the attention turns back to league action Saturday. As we're recording this, in about half an hour time, puck drops in Blackburn against the Blackburn Hawks. And then on Sunday, 6:30, the first Tees Tyne Derby of the year. Whitley Warriors make the short trip down the A19. Huge crowd expected. If you are going to the Forum and get yourself early, get yourself a good seat, it will be more or less sold out. We can pretty much guarantee first derby game of the season. Stars and the Warriors, 6:30 puck drop. We do hope you can join us for that one. But thanks for listening to this brief edition of Big Red Machine Radio, bringing you behind the scenes with the Ultimate Windows, Billingham Stars.